You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 48 in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. Police have officially charged a man they say is connected to four hit-and-run accidents in Salt Lake County over the last several months. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott has the details.
OnFam is facing 10 felony charges, including six first-degree felony attempted murder charges for what police are calling targeted auto pedestrian crashes. Fam was arrested about 2 weeks ago after police say they believe he was involved in a hit-and-run on North Temple that left one woman seriously injured. Video surveillance of the incident shows Fam's vehicle running a red light and hitting a woman as she was walking on the sidewalk. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill announced the charges against Fam, saying they were able to connect these four incidents together through technology and with the help of several police departments. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
On the valley floor, you might have seen rain, snow, sleet, hail, but in the mountains, it's been a burst of snow that closed Little Cottonwood Canyon and gave the snowpack a last-minute boost. Better yet, there could be more snow coming up there.
Last week's warm weather actually melted off some of the water in our snowpack, but this storm added it right back on. While we've already got more than enough snow water than we need for this year, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says this is exactly the kind of weather we want to see to have an efficient spring runoff.
What it's doing, what these late season storms are doing, is it's helping us to get that slow release of water. That'll first saturate the soil, prepare the grounds for the real snowpack melt, that will be coming off and go straight to the rivers and lakes.
Matt says he thinks our snow water supply could grow another inch with mountain snow set to keep falling this week. The average day we usually see our snowpack peak out is just over a week away. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah Highway Patrol says troopers responded to more than 140 crashes since yesterday morning, many of them in the Salt Lake Valley. Troopers are crediting seat belts for keeping people safe in several rollover crashes they responded to. We're told the majority of them were single-car crashes where drivers spun out and lost control. Already today, by 3 p.m., we've seen rain, snow, sun, and rain again. Kevin Eubanks says the weather roulette wheel will just keep on spinning.
So you'll get sunshine for a little bit, then all of a sudden a little band of rain, some hail, some snow, and this pattern is going to hold through the evening, so we get it in the next 5-6 hours, a little lull overnight, and then another wave will come through tomorrow during the day and afternoon.
Kevin says things are going to get drier on Wednesday. The construction freeze in a small community in Summit County has finally been lifted. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Oakley has barred all construction with water hookups for the last 3 years. It's because the area, like much of Utah, struggles with water supply. But now the area is getting a new and deeper well that they hope will sustain the current residents that want to expand and even attract some new ones. However, the city doesn't want a big boom in development. The plan is just to be deliberate and smart, keeping it relatively small.
Oakley has around 1,600 residents. A date has been set for former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the former president's hush money case is set for trial April 15th. Mr. Trump slamming the judge's decision, saying there shouldn't be a trial before the 2024 presidential election.
I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair.
Mr. Trump has indicated he plans to testify at his trial over a hush payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Meantime, Mr. Trump is praising today's decision from an appellate court that ruled he can post a lower bond of $175 million to cover his $464 million civil fraud judgment.
I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge.
He says he'll post a bond, securities, or cash to cover the $175 million. In breaking news at this hour, federal law enforcement agents have raided two properties owned by Sean Diddy Combs in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. This is a story that is developing at this hour. We'll continue to bring you more information. Florida teenagers could be banned from social media if a new state law holds up to legal challenges. Governor Ron DeSantis today signed a bill that prohibits social media accounts for children under 14. Critics say the law violates the First Amendment, but Florida Speaker of the House Paul Renner says it does not restrict free speech.
What we have addressed is the addictive features that are at the heart of why children stay on these platforms for hours and hours on end.
Under the new law, parents must provide permission for 15 and 16-year-olds to sign up for social media accounts. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalaz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35. Turns out the prescription drug shortage is impacting Utah more than other states. It's according to the Census Bureau.
Utah is the second highest state in the nation for people experiencing prescription medication shortages. But Adam Jones, director of the Utah Pharmacy Association, says drugs for ADHD, high blood pressure, and chemo are short everywhere.
Sometimes it just comes down to a matter of what's available from our wholesalers within our state and what's delivered here. More than anything.
Jones tells people who have concerns about the availability of their medication to reach out to their pharmacist. He says they might be able to find it at another pharmacy. They may also be able to recommend a generic version if the brand name is not available. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35. First look traffic now. Here's Ricky Meese.
Pretty quiet out there, even for a Monday. Valley Freeway traffic looking really good. We have had a little bit of heavy and slow traffic southbound on State Street as you go from 114th to 123rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.